Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. My name is Ray. I'm hanging out with Professor Buyiso Ndezi and also Barukia. Professor Buyiso Ndezi is in Joburg and Barukia is in Cape Town. We're touching base on this issue. The issue of self-denial, what it is even all about and what the word says as the body of Christ. What are some of the things that we seem not to be practicing the ministry of renunciation on? And we spoke about sexual immorality, competitions, lusts, vain glories, wanting to be better than others. Eish, but now, let's hear what you say. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Sawubona Dumela, my brother.
Hey, Putwami.
Ngiyabulisa ngegama elihle lomsebenzi uJesu Kristu.
Amen.
Ngiqale ngokubulisa uBrother Baruki noProf Buyiso Ndezi. Ngithi uJesu uyinkosi.
Awuzeke.
Ya. Self-denial, Brother Ray, okuyiqala ukwazi ukuthi sathengwa ngegazi likaJesu Kristu.
Ngempela.
Ya.
Mm.
Jesus Christ is our life.
Yes, sir.
Our life must always be on Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Colossians chapter 3, verse 3 to 4. And so as the fruit of the will of God is good. That
yeah.
is Romans 2, verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, Brother Ray, is our great shepherd.
Yes, sir.
And we must follow him as his sheep, Brother Ray.
Mm.
Self-denial must be our sign of spiritual maturity, Brother Ray.
Mm.
Ngoba siyakhuluma nje kodwa uze emazini ukuthi hayi lo muntu akakakhuli lo.
Eish.
Usaphuza ubisi.
Ya.
Ngani lo muntu uyazikhukhumeza kune pride phakathi kwayo.
Mm.
Ya. Isadinayo ukuthi sizehlise njalo, Brother Ray.
Ya.
Because manje senza isinqumo noJesu Kristu ukuthi asithethelele izono zethu.
Mm.
And ngaleyo decision, Brother Ray, was to sacrifice the temporary things of this world to gain the eternal.
Mm.
Because today is not what is, Brother Ray. The world is for sure. The world is deceived by the devil.
Mm.
The world is saving the devil, Brother Ray, daily. Nani, they are ruling their lives. Ngiyabonga my brother uNkulunkulu anibusise to God be the glory.
May the Father bless you. Siyabonga kakhulu inkosi kubusise ngendlela esimanga my friend.
And the Father bless you all my brothers to God be the glory.
All the time may the Father be glorified. Thank you so much. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this self-denial, what it is even all about.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
All right then, Professor, let me bring this to you. And Babongan, thank you so much. I see Pindi, I also see Dima, I also see your voice notes. I will play them. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. And also you can send a voice note on the WhatsApp 0826572729. You can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there 012-334-1322. We're talking about the very fact of self-denial. Now, Luke chapter 21 verse 34, but take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come and on you unexpectedly. Carousing, cares of life, nice time, drunkenness, all those things that detract us from focusing on the Father and on the Christ whose return is imminent. What say you, Professor?
Thank you again, my brother. The reality is that these things are very attractive and are very addictive and make people belong and make people look better than others, as we've been saying earlier on. But these are the very things that we, when we get to a relationship with the Most High, we need to deny them, we need to leave them behind, because they no longer define us, nor talk of our new life that we have. So when we talk about this issue of self-denial, we need to have total trust on the one who has called us. So total trust requires us to leave the known, to leave the familiar, to leave the pleasures for the life that we don't yet know of, but we believe that the one who has called us has something better for us. I think that's where the problem is, because we've not yet been introduced to this life that we are called to. Hence, we are always drawn back to what is familiar, to what we have lived, to what we have enjoyed in the past, and to what we see other people enjoying. But God wants us to trust Him and His word, that the life that He is calling us to is the life that will lead us into eternity, and is the life that is better, because it gives our spirit life, and our spirits are alive in Him, and we get connected to the Most High. And I'm reminded of the story of Ruth. When I study the life of Ruth, I see a life that was totally denied for the betterment of the kingdom. When we read this passage in Ruth chapter 1, verse 16 to 17, we read the verse that says, Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave you or to turn back from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. And wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me and more also, if anything but death parts you and me." We see a person who has decided and fully taken a decision that I'm not going to allow anything to distract me from what I want to do. So a life that has been denied to Christ is a life that has a made-up mind. You have decisions that you have taken, and you don't allow anything to distract you nor to take you away from what you have decided. So that's what we can do to portray and to manifest that we have denied our own interests, our own lives, for the relationship that we have with the Most High. So we see Ruth saying, "I don't want you to say anything that will make me go back. I don't want you to even try to beg me to leave you, because I have made up my mind. I have gotten to a state where I am denouncing and renouncing my former life. I no longer want to leave what I lived before. I don't want to be associated with the life that I was associated with." That's a life that has been dedicated to the life of Christ. Ruth self-denied her interests, her cause, her family. And he said, "I don't want you to say anything that will convince me." And she starts saying, "Wherever you go, I will go." It's a person who says, "Wherever God leads me, I will go, even if I don't know where God is taking me to. But I trust and I believe that He is leading me into greener pastures. He is leading me into the better future." And then he says, "Wherever you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people." This is an indication and a true reflection of self-denial coming from Ruth. Moreover, remember that Ruth at this time is a Moabite. She has not been introduced to the God of Israel, but the taste that she had about the God of Israel made her to deny and to renounce the former life, to a point where she says, "I don't want anything, whether known or unknown, spoken or not spoken, that will take me away from what I have decided or what I have seen." So a person who does self-denial is a person who has seen things that others have not seen, somebody who has received in his heart or in her heart something that has not yet been seen with the naked eye, but is able to contain that by the Spirit and does not allow anything to convict him otherwise. And then he says, wherever you lodge, I will lodge, and your people shall be my people. Yeah. Yes, I don't even know your people, but because I have denied mine for yours, I will continue and I will trust the journey. I will have faith that where I am going are better things. And moreover, there is a God who is a greater God than the God that I know. This God who I'm taking myself to, whom I've been ushered to, is able to do things that these other gods couldn't do. So a person who is doing self-denial understands that there is better and greater God where he is or where he's going. And you are taking this decision consciously. I am denying myself of this because God is greater and he is able to feed me, he's able to lead me, and I have better future with him, and where I'm going, I am covered.
I hear you quite well. Professor, thank you so much. For those who just joined us, we are talking about self-denial, what it is even all about, and today, some of the things we don't seem to be denying ourselves on for the sake of Christ anymore. Give us a shout. 012-334-1322. You can also talk to us directly there via WhatsApp. 0826572729.
At TBN Africa,
you always have a home.
You better hear me clearly.
That's why we want to nurture you with our first-rate African and international Christ-centered programs
that are tailor-made for the world family.
I want to talk to somebody.
Whether you're looking for God's Word,
music,
movies,
or even youth shows,
we've got you covered.
He doesn't promise stuff that he doesn't provide for.
Tune in to TBN Africa
on DSTV channel 343.
If you'll get an agreement, say, yes, this is for me.
Tune in to love.
All right, let's talk to Dima. Dima, greetings to you. Welcome.
Hi, Bafundisi. Hi, Bafundisi. Likai, man of God.
Rete.
I'm listening. Mamitsi, what a lovely topic. May God richly bless you.
May the Father bless you too. Thank you so much, Dima. We really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM. 657 AM.
Sawubona sis Pindi.
Good evening, Pastor Ray.
Hey.
And Honorable Apostle Bui. And other guests in the family of the Red Pulpit. This is a vital, vital topic.
Mm.
You know, as the Bible said, that you must deny and take your cross, because salvation is for individual. And the cross, when you look the cross that was caused by Jesus, is not easy. As we are following Jesus, to us it won't be easy. As Philippians 3 say that, but whatever you gain to me, I know consider loss for sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of my surpassing weight of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For whose sake have lost all things, I consider them garbage, that I may gain Christ. In other version said it's rubbish. Now to my version said I consider them garbage. So as you have said, that sometimes you need to lose appetite. It's not easy, Pastor, when you take like fasting. When you take fasting, we are trying to control our flesh, because our flesh is very dangerous. So we thank you for this topic to remind us that we need to deny. There are things that we need not to follow as others do. You need to have a self-control. that will be pleasing God by doing that. So we thank you for this topic.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, it reminds us to take your cross and follow. Wherever I go, there is the song that wherever I go, I will follow.
Mm.
So if you follow, you need to deny.
Mm.
I can say that obedience is better than sacrifice. Don't follow friends, follow Jesus. I thank you.
Mm.
Sis Pindi.
Thank you so much, Sis Pindi. I really appreciate. May the Father bless you abundantly. 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we are talking about self-denial as to what it is all about. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you.
Are you ready to TikTok all day with MTN? Stay ahead of the trend game. Buy a 1 gig TikTok bundle for 1 rand. Valid for 1 day. From 30th of August to the 30th of September 2024. Dial *142# and select social or get it on the MTN app. So, what are you waiting for? Get TikTok on tap and many more exciting bundles on MTN made for you. T's and C's apply.
Tapelo ya motho yo lukileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntle ga melwane ya yona.
Welcome back, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, it's happening up to 8 o'clock, and from 8 o'clock, men's dialogue up to 9 o'clock. And of course, we're sitting with you throughout. And then now we are touching base together with Professor Buiso Ndezi and Baruch Yah. We are touching the issue of self-denial, what it is even all about. Babongani.
Bongi chubang, bingelelege, kumfundisi ureng, bingelelege, nagu pastor, parukyang, bingelelege, nagu professor Mbezi, nabalaleli bonke be radio pulpiti, ekameni liga Jesu Christu, o inkosi nomsindisi, we impilo zetu, isihloko esithi, self-denial, ukushukuthi, ukuzidela. Self-denial is a decision not to do or have something you want, the denial of one's own interest and needs, self-sacrifice. You refuse rights and privileges that get in the way of God's kingdom. We can read on our own on Luke chapter 9, verse 57 to 62. You say yes to the will of God. The example of the Lord, self-denial, in John chapter 5, verse 30. He said, I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Then Jesus told his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Uthi, uma umuntu ethanda ukungilandela, makathabathe isiphambano sakhe angilandele. Denying yourself is an essential part of the disciple life. Jesus called upon those who wish to be his followers to reject the natural human inclination towards selfishness.
Mm.
Self-denial is the willingness to deny oneself possessions or status in order to grow in holiness and commitment to God. Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 to 8. But what gain ahead? It was Paul saying these words. I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I counted everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ. We are called to give up our worldly lives and dedicate ourselves to Christ. Christ's disciples live to serve God, not self. It is to submit and surrender to God our will, our affections, our bodies, our lives. Our own pleasures and happiness can no longer be primary goals. Instead, we must be willing to renounce all and lay down our lives if required. We lay our lives before you. Ngempela ke kumele ke sidele sinikele ke impilo zethu kuye ke uKristu, living modesty rather than indulging in excessive luxury is an area in which believers can exercise self-denial. Matthew chapter 8 verse 20, and Jesus said to him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Galatians chapter 5 verse 13, for you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. Jesus' self-denial is an example in John chapter 13 verse 1 to 17. We won't read all these verses. I can only read from verse 13 to 15. You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, and so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. When Esther put her life at risk to save her people, she demonstrated self-denial. In Esther chapter 4 verse 16, go gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan and fast for me, neither eat nor drink for 3 days. Night or day, my mates and I will fast likewise. And so I will go to the king, which is against the law, and if I perish, I perish. Fasting is one of the disciplines of self-denial. Matthew chapter 4 verse 1 to 2. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterward, he was hungry. When Ruth followed Naomi, she practiced self-denial for her mother-in-law. Watching in prayer is another way to deny yourself. Giving to the poor and needy is a form of self-denial. Matthew chapter 10 verse 39. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. The self must be denied because human nature is driven by pride and covetousness. Galatians chapter 5 verse 24, and those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. You bring the body into submission to God's word so that you don't give into sin. Self-denial means acknowledging that the old self is dead and the new life is now hidden with Christ in God. We can find that in Colossians chapter 3 verse 3 to 5. Salvation teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright and godly lives. I thank you. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you so much, Babongani. We really appreciate you, sir. Thank you. and send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. Otherwise, you can give a shout, talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322, touching base on the issue of self-denial.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
But there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Self-denial also implies leaving or renouncing all things. Ish. Here's another one that is difficult, my Achi. Friends. Mark chapter 10, 28, then Peter began to say to him, see, we have left all and followed you. And then in Luke chapter 5, verses 11 and 27, so when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him. Friends and some people who had become strongholds upon our lives. Ish, Mayaki, I've lost you. Professor, says a corner, wena?
Yes, I'm here, my brother. Thank you.
Yes, so I am saying, I am saying the very aspect of renunciation or self-denial also implies those strongholds, you know, friends and people who are attached to us for the sake of Christ. There are some people you got to let them go, brother. What say you?
Introspection and after introspection, what is not needed. Certain things are not needed. Some things are lack. Certain kerosene. Some things are lack. Why one? Do these friends? I had a friend whom we were friends for what over 20 years or so.
Yes.
And the military leader, I'm not happy about them.
Yes.
And I say to myself, I'm the best decision that I ever made in my life is when I cut off the friendship. So now you come to Hamashiach, you start to learn about him because at times we go over again, but you know, the mind is somewhere, the eyes are roving around, you know, it's those kind of things. So there are a lot of things that truly we have to do some introspection. First one thing really changed because hence I spoke earlier of being born again. It says now, a new creation whereby now I have to be obedient and to follow Hamashiach, to be like him, to resemble him. Instead of seeing me because of how I would be walking. So this is what is required of us by people looking at us. They need to see, wow, even if they're not believers, but they need to see this good thing about us. Wow, look at this person. You know, they need to appreciate who we are. Hey, you know what? We are different from the people of this world. We are not of this world. And it means then, by having this self-denial, it needs to show. We need to deny ourselves of things of this world because we are not of this world. again.
Yeah.
So we can't be found mixing. Why what? So some of the people separate and go on to icon. Different young. This thing, everyone is craving for it. Everyone is loving it. But when now you are set apart, you are Kodash.
Mm.
Different from the rest. When the rest is going left, you go right. And when I fail, it is okay as long as you know it's a man. I also want to add on what Pindi spoke about my aunt, because she yes. touched on the aspect of fasting.
Yes.
And there's something that I've learned, because also in the scriptures guide us, or Abba guides us to fast, I think about four times a year, according to some of the festivals. So, now, I got to find out, timelessly when we eat, the body is forever waking, because day in, day out. Then we get to a moment of fasting, right, which is that self-denial, okay? Now, but also, what is interesting about fasting is that fasting gives an opportunity to the body to repair itself. Meaning that every time the body is not able to repair things that are damaged inside, because all the time, now, when one gets hungry, let's say during fasting, and now there's no food, now it goes and says, okay, let us repair the body. And see what is wrong inside and start to do some repairing, you know. And I think they use the term the stem cells as well, you know. So it's something that is deep. So I started to know and to understand, wow, actually this machine is made to even repair itself. So not only because we're not ratadijo, we can't understand that. We just have to feed. Meanwhile, we need to give it time to service kamuhar. You know? So that is what I wanted to add based on what Sispindi has commented on, because she spoke about fasting. So by us fasting, we are actually self denial, and we are allowing ourselves to heal inside, which is also a good thing. So I also wanted to add two other things or aspect. My the story of Hannah. Hannah, First Samuel, chapter 1.
Yes.
Hannah is a woman who was wanting to have a child, but at that time she was barren. But now she went and prayed. I'll take it from number 20. Number 20 says, and it came to be at the 10 of days that Hannah conceived and bore a son and called his name Samuel, because I have asked for him, that is Samuel. And the men Elkanah and all his house went up to slaughter to Abba Yahweh in the early slaughtering and to vow. But Hannah did not go, and she said to her husband, when the child is weaned, I shall take him, and he shall appear before Abba Yah and remain there forever. So this is a woman who was desperately wanting to have a child. But now, in her prayer asking for a child, now that her prayer is answered, she made a vow. And in making this vow, she keeps it. She doesn't get greedy or selfish. So now, which means she will no longer have her child in her presence, because she would have taken him to, she would have honored the vow. So chapter 3 of it, we see when Samuel was called, and Anahanahor Bizwati Eli, he is now in the temple, meaning that this mother became obedient. She had the spirit of truth, and what she vowed, she kept her promise. That, for me, is also self-denial. Another scripture we can look at is Daniel chapter number 3. Daniel chapter number 3, we have three men that are to be put in the midst of the fire.
Yes.
In order, they had a choice to either bow to a golden, an idol, a statue of gold, which was set up by Nebuchadnezzar. But we see in chapter 3 that they were given a chance, they should redeem themselves, because in the story, Nebuchadnezzar is told or informed of there are these three men who refuses to bow, and he says to them, I will give you an opportunity once more. When you deny it, make it pain, but now I'm here, probably you will change your mind and bow. But what do they say? They say, even if we are to be put into the fire, Karakatan, we rather die than to bow before this golden image. Now, that for me is another thing that is self-denial, because there are people, or probably millions, who would have bowed before, who would have obeyed the word of Nebuchadnezzar. But these ones, they choose to be set apart. They choose to take their cross and to say, rather return the Mumunlu than to follow what which is of the world, than to bow to idols. So hence I say, for me, this comes up as another story which speaks of this self-denial. They could have chosen something else, but there they are. They go with obedience. Their love for the Supreme Almighty shows once again what we spoke about, restraining themselves of the appetite, renunciation, stuff like that, you know, distancing themselves from what other people are doing to them.
I see. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. Self-denial it is.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
All right, and of course, there's a song, there's an old song that I need to play a bit, just a bit, Professor and Baruch Yoa. And this song, I used to play this song when I was a little boy. It's a beautiful one. And there are times, you know, when the challenges that had come upon the life, and there were friends, you know, that I had to let go. And these friends were very important to me, because others were feeding me in the streets, you know, but I had to let go for the sake of Christ. And I used to play this song because self-denial implies that you leave all those things that were giving you pleasure, the pleasures of sin, and you start to rejoice in being born again.
Mm.
I don't know if people remember this song. Do you remember it, Mayaki?
I do, ma'am. It's a happy day.
Oh, yes. Happy day.
Come on.
Just listen to him as he goes about it.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now, www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM. Radio caring 24 hours a day.
This is from the album The Gospel Truth. These artists were later prohibited by Hollywood not to do this music again. Oh yes, Brooke Benton. All right, time has gone, and of course we just trust the Father is doing you good. Thank you so much, Babongane, for the WhatsApp.
Ngibingelele kuwe mfundisi uRay, ngibingelele ke na kumfundisi uBarukiano, Professor Mbetsi nabalaleli beRadio Pulpit egameni lika Jesu Christu, taking up our cross ukuthabatha isiphambano sethu. Taking up our cross to follow Christ means commitment to the point of giving up our hopes, dreams, possessions, even our own life if need be. This is the true attitude of a true Christian. Luke chapter 14, verse 27. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. It is acceptance of some burdensome task. The command to take up the cross is much more than a symbol of the difficulties of experiencing by humanity. Taking up one's cross and following Jesus is something different. The cross was an instrument used of death. What Jesus is referring to is commitment to him, even unto death, obedience to the extreme measure and willingness to die in pursuit of obedience. Death on the cross was not pleasant. It was painful and humiliating. Matthew chapter 24, verse 46. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? A call of Jesus is a call to die. But some preachers today misunderstand the call of Jesus as call to health, wealth, and prosperity. People now depend on preaching on healing and wealth and prosperity. Jesus' message did not guarantee a pleasant life. Instead, guaranteed that trials will come to his followers. John chapter 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Discipleship demands sacrifice, and Jesus never hid that cost. He promised that he will be there to give us joy and peace of the Holy Spirit. John chapter 14, verse 15 to 19, but I will read verse 17 to 19. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. He will comfort us in our trials. In James chapter 1, verse 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, and he will act as a faithful high priest who understands our struggles. We find that in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17. He will accomplish for us peace with God by his blood. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Self-denial, surrender, and servanthood qualifies us to take up our cross. I thank you. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you so much, Babongane. I really appreciate. May the Father bless you abundantly. So,
no hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Given Weketi says, good evening, Pastor Ray. Jesus insists that we must repent. This is to say, forget self and look unto me, because I am here in your life now and forever. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. All right, let me give you just a minute to wrap up. Let me start with you, my Achi. Okay, Gladwin Dube says, Siyabonga. Gladwin Dube says, Siyabonga. God bless you, Bafundisi. Thank you so much, Gladwin Dube. Right, let us wrap it up. Let me give you each a minute to wrap up. Let me start with you, Professor.
Thank you, my brother. My last word would be, self-denial is about doing anything and everything for the sake of Christ. Matthew 26:35, Peter said to him, even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you. And so said all the disciples. We find them having a commitment that they are making to the Messiah, willing to die for the Lord. So when we deny ourselves, we are saying, whatever it takes, we are not going to leave God. Whatever it takes, we will do His will.
Absolutely.
Amen. Thank you very much, my brother.
Thank you so much. Blessings to you also, Professor. And next week, we are talking about self-justification. Mayaki, take your minute. Finally.
My self-denial, I'll say it involves of offering one's life fully to Abba Yahuwah, turning away from worldly desires and allowing Abba Yahuwah to transform our heart and our mind. So the key things when it comes to self-denial, well, what we spoke about, I can say sacrifice, meaning we give our personal desires or comforts for the sake of Yahuwah's will, humility, which would be putting others' needs before our own, or discipleship, which can be following Yahushai, a willingness to endure hardships and yes, prioritize His mission. So practices, and we can also practice things like fasting or prayer to cultivate reliance on Abba Yahuwah, and we allow Him to reshape us, you know, into building His character into us. Shalom and Tuda.
May
it be well with you, my Ahi.
Thank you so much.
And your family. Thank you, your family, and also to Radio Pulpit family, to Professor Buison Desi and family as well. Shalom!
Shalom! And thank you so much, Professor Siyabonga. Much blessings to you and the family.
Blessings to you, to my brother and your family, to the Radio Pulpit family, as well as Brother Parukia's family. Glory to the Most High. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And of course, as I said, we are moving over to Men's Dialogue. This is happening in just 8 seconds. We will be talking to Men on Track. And there you are going to meet the Bishop Umtimkhulu there, amongst others. But take note, we will be profiling him throughout and Men on Track for quite some time. And this is about the very issues of men. It's happening now up to 9 o'clock. And then there I will be saying goodbye. But first and foremost, now in this third hour, let me talk to them, and may the Father be glorified.
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.